This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller, and today I have with me John Macario, who is the Senior Vice President of Global Channel Marketing at Ribbon. John, thank you for joining me.
Well, thank you for inviting me. It's a pleasure to speak with you, Doug.
Well, it's really exciting for me to talk to you today and do a podcast with Ribbon. I think a lot of our listeners know about Ribbon, have heard about it. We're going to be talking about some exciting developments in your channel marketing program. But for people, I think with the case of Ribbon, it may be a lot of our listeners know something about you, but could you fill them in on the rest? What is Ribbon today?
So Ribbon today is an amalgamation of a number of companies, acquisitions that have been made over the years, most notably Sonos Networks and Genban merged to form Ribbon. I came from a company called Edgewater Networks that was acquired by Ribbon in 2018. We acquired another company called Anova Data, an analytics company, in 2019. And then most recently this year, we merged with an Israeli company called ECI Telecom. So now the company has an even broader portfolio. Most of the previous acquisitions were around voice infrastructure, voice networking, edge devices, edge computing for collaboration and communication. ECI brings us packet and optical networking, really bringing data networking together with voice networking. So the companies continue to grow over the years through acquisitions, and I've certainly inherited a wide, diverse group of channel partners for all of the products and services that we sell.
So can you provide our listeners with a high-level overview of Ribbon's channel marketing program?
Yeah, so the channel program itself is kind of well-documented on the Ribbon Communications website. You can go to rbbn.com and see the details of the program. Our partner base, though, and the groups that my team works with are really diverse. They range from some of the largest service providers around the world, people like AT&T and Comcast and BT and many others, to managed service providers who are in the unified communications game and using Ribbon's products and services to enable that UC, monitor and measure it. We've got system integrators in our program, some very large, others much more regional in nature. There are other system integrators who are coming from the data networking side that are now with us through the ECI merger. So very, very diverse group of partners. One of the most important ones these days, with all of the work at home and move toward collaboration tools, are partners who carry Microsoft certifications and are using Ribbon to enable direct routing for Microsoft Teams.
So in general, how do you think your partners are faring during the pandemic? How are they coping with it?
Quite well. So I think everybody had to go through that cycle where we're all remote workers now. And for a lot of people, that was a transition, right? Folks who had been working in an office like myself for my entire career, now working remotely, you have to get used to that. So I think everyone got over all of that. But what many of our partners found instantly is because of the infrastructure elements that Ribbon provides to enable unified communications, our partners were getting calls coming frantically. I've got 90% of my workforce working remotely. I need a tool to help them. Can you have me up tomorrow? It's interesting, Doug. At the beginning of the pandemic, we wanted to be supportive to our partners and also to the broader marketplace who were going through these struggles. So we put a couple of promotions out there to allow, I'll give you an example of one of them, our SBC, that's an enabling element for Teams Direct Routing, has a software version that's hosted in Microsoft's Azure Cloud. We put a 90-day free promotion on that with up to 50 sessions, so you could support easily hundreds of remote workers with that. And 2 weeks into the promotion, a woman on my team who was running all of this and co-marketing with a number of partners came to me absolutely terrified. No one is leveraging the promotion. We're doing something wrong. So we called a couple of our partners who we were co-marketing with, and they said, no, you're not doing anything wrong. The requests that we're getting are not, can we try this out and can we have a license for a while to try it? It was, I need to be in production tomorrow. How quickly can you spin us up? So while my colleague Becky was worried about our promotion stats, our sales team and channel sales teams were very happy because people were just buying immediately to support this vast number of remote workers.
Now, you know, I think last year, almost at this time, we were talking about a survey that you had conducted, and we were talking about trends in the UC market. We were talking about, I think, some of the trends we're talking about today. Where are we today versus those trends last year?
Well, interestingly, one of the questions that we asked in the study last year, and you're right, it was right around the same time, was what percentage of your workforce work remotely, at least part of the time? Hmm. And the numbers were kind of what you would have expected for the pre-COVID world. 10, 15% salespeople, folks like that. I'm very interested to find out what these answers are going to be this year. We're getting ready to go in market with the study probably within the next 2 weeks, and by September we'll have some new data. I think when we ask that question this year, the today response is going to be different. But we've also will be asking a lot of questions specifically related to the impacts of the pandemic. So, you know, was your communications infrastructure adequate to serve these remote workers? What percent of your workforce worked remotely pre-COVID and post-COVID? And maybe interestingly, what percent of your workforce do you expect is going to continue to work from home at least part of the time, even though your offices may be opening back up? And then asking lots of questions about what kinds of collaboration tools you're going to be using and so on. So that's one thread that I'm interested to see how it played out. The second thread is that when we asked last year which of the survey participants were using unified communications, the numbers were relatively small. So we surveyed 4,800 companies in 23 countries. This was a lot of data. Last year, small companies with less than 20 employees, only about 15% of them were using UC, 85% were not. For companies between 20 and say 1,000 employees, that the number using UC was about 25%. And for the largest companies, over 1,000 employees, that percentage was about 45% or so. So following that question, we asked how interested their company was in unified communications and when they expected to make the move from whatever they had in place today or then to unified communications. Generally speaking, across companies of all sizes, the interest rates were in the 80 and 90% range, so very interested. And a large number of companies told us, about two-thirds, told us that they expected that their company would at least begin moving to UC over the next 2 years. So that would be 2020 and 2021. I'd be willing to place a bet that some of that has gotten accelerated because of COVID, and it'll be very interesting to bear that out with some numbers. The other elements that I found interesting, for those who had adopted UC, we wanted to know what kind of features were most important to them. And a lot of it revolved around integration with desktop applications. So folks who are using Microsoft Office were interested in integrating with Office. Folks on G Suite were interested in integrating with the G Suite applications. And, you know, the ability to support remote workers was way down at the end on what feature they thought was important. And again, I think obviously we're going to see that number go up, and we're going to probe not just for, hey, was it important, but why was it important? What was your experience like? So I think we're going to get a lot of lessons learned out of this. Lots of companies have moved very quickly to support these remote workers. And I think now, as at least in some parts of the U.S., certainly in Canada, situation is normalizing and people are going back to work. I think you're going to have a lot of IT people, CIOs, stepping back and saying, what did we do right? What did we do wrong? If we need to deal with the situation like this again, what do we need to better support it? If we're going to decide that a larger percentage of our workforce is going to be remote going forward, what's the right infrastructure and what are the right tools to support that? So we're looking forward to some continued growth in our business as people recognize just how important UC has become as a business and productivity tool.
So you see these trends as sort of sustaining, but sort of in a modified basis.
Yeah, I do. I mean, let's face it, there's some job functions that can work remotely without a problem. There are others that physically need to be where they are. I mean, the obvious example are, you know, if you work in a restaurant, you can't cook remotely unless you've got a robot installed. But if you know, you're like me, I'm a marketing guy, you're a journalist, we can do our jobs remotely. It's not a big deal. And I don't know how it's going to play out at various companies, whether it's going to be, look, you can stay remote if you'd like, you can come to the office if you'd like, or things will be mandated. But I do think we'll see it moving forward in a modified form. The one thing that we're exploring with a number of our partners right now is a better home office setup. I think a lot of people, when they were first forced to work remotely, I'm going to try that again, first forced to work remotely, we're using the speakerphone on their laptop, maybe a laptop webcam, you know, trying to work on the laptop all day, and recognizing that there's contention for bandwidth in your home. You've got kids playing games online. You've got streaming TVs going on, you know, smart TVs. You're not the only one using bandwidth. So, you know, we see a situation going forward where critical remote workers, and that may be C-level executives at a company, it may be a tech support team who can't have poor service quality when they're communicating with customers, medical professionals, what have you, need to have a setup that is more office-like without going into the office. So, you know, our friends at the IP endpoint vendors like Poly and Yealink and others have a wide variety of really good headsets to use. Webcams, I saw a note from one of my friends who works for a company that makes webcams and other collaboration tools. Their business has skyrocketed. You know, the question is, how do you ensure quality for important business applications, voice, video, or even connectivity to Microsoft Teams, connectivity to an ERP system, what have you? How do you do that application prioritization? And, you know, that's part of our DNA at Ribbon. We know how to do that. So we're looking at the possibility of having our partners extend from supporting headquarters and branch offices to supporting home workers in a much more high quality fashion. I think it's going to become a reality. We, you know, early on, I'm sure you were on plenty of calls where the most common sentences you heard were, can you hear me? Hey, wait, right? And my favorite, excuse me, Doug, you're on mute. We've got to get better at using this.
We're still working on that.
Yeah, we're still working it. The dreaded double mute is something I've learned about only recently.
The double dare dog, double mute.
That's exactly right.
So, you know, in that, do you see opportunity for your channel?
Oh, absolutely. And they're all over it. You know, right now, a lot of them are just, you know, I talk to our partners very regularly. How's it going? We're busier than we've ever been. You know, a lot of this is going on. And we're starting to see a trend, and I'll talk specifically about Microsoft and Microsoft Teams now. There are a lot of Microsoft certified partners out there who were selling various parts of the Microsoft portfolio. Maybe it was Office 365, maybe it was some cloud service, what have you. They're seeing the explosive growth in Microsoft Teams and saying, I got to get my share of this, meaning I need to connect Teams to the rest of the world. I need my customers, my enterprise customers, to be able to use their Teams client to receive and make inbound and outbound calls outside of the organization. That's called Teams Direct Routing. So resellers who had not been generally aware of that in the past are now looking at it going, I got to get smart on that. And soon Ribbon will have some offers coming out to help those Microsoft resellers who do not really have voice expertise play in this game as well. I think partners are seeing numerous opportunities coming out of this. And you know, I don't want to paint a completely rosy picture. I mean, look, you and I both know there are a lot of businesses out there who are hurting, a lot of businesses who are transitioning to a new reality. And I don't mean to ignore that reality. But what my team and Ribbon's partner community can do is help those businesses with their communications transitions into a new working reality.
So, John, I want to thank you for joining me today and giving us not only an overview of what's happening at Ribbon, but, you know, the interesting opportunities that are out there for Ribbon's partners, for companies maybe thinking about partnering with you, and also for the changes that we're all sort of experiencing. Where can we learn more?
So one thing that I encourage your listeners to do is to take a break with Ribbon and Polly. It's the title of a virtual panel discussion that we're going to be doing on Thursday, July 30th at noon Eastern Daylight Time. If you'd like to register for that webinar or learn more about it, you can go to the following. It's go.rbbn.com/poly-teams. That's go.rbbn.com/poly-teams. Register for the webinar. You'll get to hear from some experts on how companies like yours and partners like you are making this transition and helping companies make that transition.
Well, John, again, thank you very much indeed. And I'm looking forward to the next time we get to Podcast Ribbon.
Thanks very much, Doug. Great talking with you, and good luck going forward.